Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I forgot a question to ask Brian, so we're going to bring Brian back on real quick. I am sorry.
The most important question of the day.
We forgot the most important question. We go back to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Brian Hoyer, are you ready to answer this question?
I am. I mean, I've been listening to you guys all morning. I feel like this is going to be the question number one. It's the thing that's going viral right now.
I'm an idiot. I should have remembered. I should have written it down. I didn't do it. So here we go. Who would win in a fight? One gorilla or 100 men?
I'm going with the gorilla. I mean, I heard your case this morning, and you said average men. If I was able to pick from some guys who maybe were college football athletes, professional athletes, they might have a chance, but I would say about 60 of them are going to die.
60, wow. Take it out, 60
men go.
Oh. Dude, have you seen these things? I mean, now that this has become a topic, I see these videos everywhere. There's one where they're fighting in a zoo. I don't care how, I mean, those things go into rage mode. I don't know what you can do.
Man, you ain't been to Canton and seen a guy getting in a drunken bar fight at Jersey's. They get into rage modes as well.
Brian, I think we're putting too much emphasis on like the makeup of the guys physically. Yeah. I think it's more mental because what are the 90 dudes going to say when they see the first 10 get crushed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's just snapping bones. And so you're right. It's more about it's mental makeup. I guess you got to give him an ultimatum. Like, you have to kill this gorilla or your family dies. Like,
family's being held captive in this scenario.
You have to put something on the line for these guys. You can't just, can you imagine you put 100 guys in a ring like a gladiator and say, hey, good luck.
This is a movie. This
we're the last. I was going to say, right?
You think about this.
Now.
This is if Kevin Smith is listening, let's do a podcast about it and turn it into a movie.
We're
this is amazing.
We're the last generation to do it because you can't say like, "Oh, I'll take away your Fortnite if you guys don't beat this." No, they're all going to die. All right, Brian. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
The great Brian Hoyer, the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. More on this 9:45. People already want to call in. We will take your calls at 9:45. We have snippets of audio we have to play. Now, we just had Brian on. Brian was excellent. Brian has been excellent all year. Kevin Clark, ESPN, was on Dan Patrick's show. There's two clips I want to play for everybody. One, maybe too many chefs in the kitchen. Hit it.
You're doing something very dangerous, Dan, which is putting yourself in the head of the Cleveland Browns and saying, let's make some good decisions. They haven't done that for 30 years, okay? So it's really hard. Like, the Dylan Gabriel pick to me was one of the dumbest of the entire draft. What are you doing at that point? And why, you know, we can get into this thing, but why you would take Gabriel, who would have dropped a handful more rounds. He's a career backup when you're looking for a starter. Are you now going to trade for Kirk Cousins? You have Joe Flacco in the room. None of this really makes any sense. It's like, and maybe this is just the product of ownership, Dan, it's like there's five different decision makers in Cleveland, and they all get to make alternating decisions. And it's like they never met before.
Well, say what you want to, and we can have conspiracy theories all we want. I don't think Jimmy made that decision. That's for damn sure.
Well, we have to be clear. The Browns, they have said this was nothing to do with ownership. You know, it's up to people to believe, you know, who and what they want to believe. It does I do find it hard to believe that part of the strategy, maybe they just never thought Shador would, you know, slip all the way down, but I find it hard to believe they ever would have taken Dylan Gabriel in the third.
This is a very big part of what you just said, because I think we actually might have a smoking gun. Now, that was a strong comment from Kevin Clark. Dylan Gabriel's a nice young man. He's an adult, and it's my favorite team, so I'm trying not to call it what he called it, but it's hard. And if it were another team, I'd probably say the same thing, right? Right. Well, I hope it works out. But this is something that you have to hear. Now, we've been wondering reasons, and most of it's been nefarious and flat-out nasty about why Shador Sanders fell in this draft into the fifth round. I think Kevin Clark offers a tremendous reasoning why it happened. Here's Kevin Clark, Dan Patrick Show.
When I look at the Shador situation, I was texting people in the league in the fourth round and in the fifth round. And I was saying, why don't you guys just take Shador? I'm talking about teams with good quarterbacks where it's not going to be a drama. Like, hey, this first round talent is dropping. This seems like value. And they said there were two problems. Number one, they didn't do any work on the guy because they didn't think this was going to happen. Right. So like if you're a team with a franchise starter already, you didn't even meet Shador Sanders. You don't even have his phone number. I mean, apparently everybody has his phone number because of Jax Ulbrich. You just get into a situation where they'd be flying blind. So that was part of the problem. But then the other problem is they just didn't want to disrupt their quarterback room. They don't know. I mean, there's a lot of ways to get Shador-level production, especially in the fifth round or in the mid-rounds, without SportsCenter coming to your camp on day one.
Was this collusion?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
So that's Kevin Clark.
Again, the collusion thing to me just seems...
I thought it was silly.
Seems insane.
I really think it's... I agree with you. I think it's insane.
And again, flashy quarterbacks have been taken before.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This outspoken quarterbacks, you know,
yeah.
The league didn't conspire to not take Cam Newton. He went where he went.
But when Kevin Clark says it, and I know it's like, why did the Browns take him? It makes more sense. I understand that. I do feel that the Dylan Gabriel pick was nonsensical. But when you go back into the fifth round, and he's still there, Shador is still in the fifth round, and you take this guy, and you're like, well, you were one of the teams that did the work. Other teams weren't going to waste their time. So they didn't do the work. They didn't think he was going to be around. There he is in the fifth round. Well, wait a minute. We've heard this, that, and the other about the guy. Is he going to be worth even bringing in, or would we rather just bring in somebody else that we actually did the work on? Because they'll do work on guys they think are going to be backups, quarterbacks, third-team guys, things like that. They'll do the work on those. On Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, Miami didn't work on Will Howard than they did on Shador Sanders.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I think that probably had a lot to do with it. That makes total. It's not as dramatic. It's not as juicy as he was a real jerk in the meetings and he came off like a complete a-hole, so they didn't want to take him because, you know, a football team doesn't want to employ a bunch of jerks like they don't already have a bunch of jerks in the NFL. They didn't want to do that, so they kept him. This makes a lot of sense. I mean, you have I know you have massive scouting departments, but you only have so much time. And you watch what you watch on the film, and you make your decision what you make on the film. And then, like, that's why a team like the Ravens, it's so crazy to a lot of teams. Like, they are done by the time the combine comes around. They go to the combine. They want to hear more. They like to talk. But their scouting, as far as who they're going to take, it's basically all done. Because everything else just becomes noise and can start to talk you out of guys. So they want to go with, all right, what do we know about a guy? And then what's he look like on tape, in real game tape? And does this translate to everything in the NFL that we can have? And I think that this makes a lot of sense. And to have Shedeur Sanders fall to the fifth, where when Kevin Clark's saying, hey, there's some really good teams here that, yeah, they could, like, Kansas City. Does he mention Kansas City right there in the clip?
No.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't.
So was that you guys talking?
That was just me bringing up, like, would Kansas City didn't even look at Shedeur. They have their quarterback situation is figured out, right?
But you're right. If you mention Kansas City, I hate to put your business out there.
Right.
Yeah. If you wanted to put him on Kansas City, it's like nobody is replacing Patrick Mahomes ever until Patrick Mahomes is ready and tired, and that's it. But you could take Shedeur Sanders and stuff him on the roster, and okay, great, good luck to you. And it would mean no problem. It's Patrick Mahomes' team, it's Andy Reid's team. But if they didn't do the work on him, they're not going to waste the pick. Because if they did work on him, well, we could justify the pick. If they didn't do the work, then you're inviting something that you didn't even want in the first place. And I think it's, yes, there's part of it that's media-driven. I totally understand that. There's going to be a lot of cameras in Berea next week, and they ain't going to be there to see Mason Graham or Dillon Gabriel or Quinshon Judkins. They're going to be there to see the fifth-round pick. But I also think that they can handle it more. They just don't want to deal with anybody who they didn't put the work in on. You know, somebody, there's a lot of guys, and we've heard this so many times, they're scouts, and they're scouts when they start to move up. And you get later in the draft, you get to day three, and they go, okay, Will, this was your guy. Tell me about why we should take your guy coming up here in a half an hour. And they make their case. Okay, Jerry, this was your guy. Kid, it's your chance. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, we're going to take your guy. I believe that happens, absolutely.
If none of their scouts really put the work in on Shedeur, who does come with his own set, they're not going to take him. They're not going to take him. Well, we know damn well the Browns put the work in on Shedeur. We know. And they don't think he is week one starting material. That's why this is very interesting to see. Because if he ends up starting week one, boy, he must have set the world on fire, or we're forcing situations again. And I don't think anybody wants to force a situation again. That's why you have to be judicious about this and do this the right way. And if we get to the end of this season and Shedeur has not played and he hasn't, quote unquote, got the chance to show us anything, I'm just taking a quarterback next year. He's a fifth-round pick. He does not have to play. The whole argument about DTR, you were right. You were like, why do we have to see anything from DTR? If he hasn't earned it, he hasn't earned it. They're NFL football coaches. If they don't think that he can conduct himself to be a starting quarterback in this league, then why the hell do we need to see anything? Tone, you were right.
Yeah, but I
just wanted to see something different. Personally, I just probably wanted to see something different. I wasn't willing to admit it.
What I am wondering, and the overarching question is going to continue to hang, did they sabotage both of these rookies by drafting them in this situation?
That's a question we're going to have to start answering throughout this offseason, throughout this training camp situation.
Like, if you're the biggest Shedeur Sanders fan in the world, if you're Jonathan Peterlin, if you're many of the fans that have wanted the Browns to take him, can you be honest with yourself for a second? Can you tell me, is this a good situation for Shedeur Sanders?
I have a quick football guy question for you, Ken.
Okay.
So is there, during this rookie camp, do they give the quarterbacks reps like they would? You're the one quarterback. You're the two quarterback.
Can I answer that next?
Sure.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.